Okay, everybody, now. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. What's with that last line about never getting back? Exactly what might happen at the old ball game that would cause someone never to return home? Courts think that you ought to know the answer to that question. One doesn't return in a timely fashion because one must be hospitalized after getting hit on the noggin with a hard, round, bullet-fast baseball. Okay, maybe it doesn't happen all that often. But as I write this, I'm looking at a pile of cases about an inch and a half thick that all touch on such a baseball injury. It's a fairly typical fact pattern. Fan buys ticket, fan chooses seat. Fan notices big net around home plate. Fan notices how hard the ball is hit. Fan is promptly hit by flying ball. If the fan sues for his injury, the law usually has little sympathy. The fan witnessed the dangers and chose to stay at the game anyway. That means that legally he's assumed the risk of his injury. Assumption of the risk is a defense against liability, and it means, as the court has written, that baseball spectators generally know that attending a game involves risks from off-field projectiles. Projectiles like vagrant baseballs, to quote a second court. The cases are quite amazing, really. I'll begin with my boys of summer, the Detroit Tigers. A broken bat somehow flew around a net and crushed a young girl's fingers. A jury found for the girl, but an appellate court reversed. The Phillies, no liability when a spectator was hit in the eye by a foul ball. Same outcome in favor of the San Francisco Giants, the Atlanta Braves, the Boston Red Sox, the Cleveland Indians, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Houston Astros, and on, which gives you an idea about how often this happens. Even when the injury is quite severe, and even when the plaintiff is a child, and even when the spectator claims that she'd never attended a baseball game before and so shouldn't be charged with knowledge, no liability for the team. Judges seem to be real baseball fans. Legislatures are real fans of baseball, too. Take the baseball assumption of the risk law from Colorado. There, the statute reads that spectators of professional baseball games are presumed to have knowledge of and to assume the inherent risks of observing professional baseball games. The reason the legislation explains explicitly is that baseball needs protection from errant lawsuits because attendance at baseball games is a wholesome and healthy family activity which should be encouraged. Professional baseball helps the economy, and limiting team liability keeps the cost of tickets down. So the next time you head to a baseball game, recognize what you're getting yourself into. Because, as we are all presumed to know, it's 1, 2, 3 hits you're out at the old ball game. Out as in knocked out. I'm Amy Guida.